Ars Protect with me, John Morley. And coming up on the programme today, we're speaking with Ciara Minetti, who is the research assistant at the University of Galway Honeybee Research Centre, about their work in monitoring wild Irish honeybee colonies. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do it on our text and WhatsApp line. It's 086 38 33 55 3. Email arsprotect@goibayfm.ie. Go on to arsprotect.ie, where you can take the carbon footprint calculator and also complete a very quick survey. Exciting news, though. We are giving away €250 to a lucky person who does enter that survey. So do get onto that website, get onto our social media platform straight away and enter to get that chance to win €250 in cash. All that plus lots more coming up on this edition of Ars Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Ciara Minetti, Research Assistant with the University of Galway Honeybee Research Centre. Ciara, good morning to you. There's been a lot of work done in protecting the native Irish honeybee species, which was believed to be extinct in the wild.
Yeah, indeed. So actually, there are more than 30 subspecies of honeybees worldwide, and Apis mellifera mellifera, the only native honeybee subspecies in Ireland, and referred to locally as the black bee, was once feared extinct in the wild. And the subspecies has undergone widespread extinction across its native range as a consequence of habitat loss, hybridization, and like parasitism by varroa destructor. But the main issue is the replacement by other subspecies. The good news is that through the wild honeybee study in Ireland, from 2015 further, hundreds of wild honeybee colonies have been found throughout the country. And so the subspecies native to Ireland is very much not extinct.
Absolutely. I know that's largely in part due to work from citizen scientists who have been reporting to you and your colleagues.
Yeah, so it was established first with the National Biodiversity Data Centre, an online recording tool where members of the public could report the locations and certain characteristics of wild honeybee colonies via an online portal. And now there's actually a website, which is the Galway Honeybee Research Centre website, which is further developing citizen science tools for the reporting of wild colonies.
And do you still need, to this day, more people to give you more information to find more wild honeybee sites?
Yeah, for sure. It's an ongoing project and we need as much data as we can.
Mm. Talk to me a bit about your research on the honeybees over the past few years.
Okay, my project is funded by the CB20s Trust in Britain, and it aims to learn from wild honeybees in the UK. More specifically, we are investigating survival and adaptation of wild honeybees in not urban areas, but in unique forest habitats in Britain and its application to sustainable beekeeping. So the project starts with the collection of samples from honeybee colonies. We are aiming to 90 colonies in Bolton and Blenheim estates, which are forest places, native woodlands in the UK. And then they will be analysed both via morphometrics and genetic analysis, as well as we're hoping to do a disease estimation. These colonies are important because they are free living, so they are surviving in the wild without human interventions. While until recently it was considered that honeybees did not live in the wild in the UK and in the rest of Europe. And because this subspecies inhabits much of Northern Europe with its wide variation in climate, the honeybees in Ireland and each individual country could be more accurately referred to as ecotypes, with characteristics finally adapted to their specific environment. So that's why it's really important to preserve the ecotypes or the subspecies.
And what more can we do as citizens to protect, particularly here in Ireland, our native honeybee species?
The honeybees are actually not in decline because they are managed. They are kind of like livestock, so they are managed species. And adding new hives to the landscape is not a biodiversity action. So conserving a managed pollinator like the honeybee does not help declining wild pollinators. So things you can actually do are, for example, plant pollinator-friendly plants, like native trees and shrubs, or establish log hives as a nesting habitats. And also reducing mowing to allow wildflowers could be an important action.
And if people want to help you out there with your research or even find out more about it, the Galway Honeybee Research Centre online is probably the best way to do that, is it?
Yeah, the Galway Honeybee Research Centre is the place you can find every information, and then you can have a look about the other project that we are carrying on from 2015, which is, there's the Outside of the Box project, for example, which aims to delve deeper into the question of how Irish free-living colonies are able to survive unaided outside of conventional beekeeping settings. And this project is funded by the SFI.
Perfect. And a final one for you. Do you actually make honey over there as well?
We do, yeah. We have hives in the university.
Very good. Well, Ciara Bonetti, the Research Assistant with the University of Galway Honey Bee Research Centre, thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thank you.
And that is all from this week's edition of Ars to Protect. Join us next week for more eco and environmental programming. Until next Thursday at 11:30, stay safe and have a very good weekend.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.